Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders in our team preview with our host and expert on the scene, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Happy Monday for everyone out there watching today live, Facebook, YouTube, listening to the podcast. We got some tremendous team previews for you today. Kicking it off, Jeremiah, with one of the most historic teams in the NFL, the Raiders.
Absolutely. And for everyone who had been watching us or loves our show, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you had a great Father's Day and a great Juneteenth over the last weekend. We're so happy to be right back with you here on this Monday morning, bringing you our live broadcast. And if you're watching our broadcast, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you so much again. Y'all have helped us to grow so quickly. It is just a beautiful thing to see. So thank you so much, and keep following and keep dropping those reviews. We read every comment and we look at every review. So thank you so much. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Las Vegas Raiders, we know it's going to be an exciting season. We know there's some big things on the horizon. What do we have to look forward to?
Well, let's talk about this team, because last year, oh boy, there was a lot to talk about with this team for a lot of reasons. Finished the year with a 10-7 record, which was phenomenal, all things considered. We all know Coach John Gruden got into a little bit of hot water, we'll say, off the field, got him fired, and then they replaced him with interim head coach Rich Bisaccia. He did a tremendous job, went 7-5 as interim head coach, led them to the playoffs, got into a wild card spot. Unfortunately, they lost to the Super Bowl runner-ups with the Cincinnati Bengals. Close game there, 26-19. But, boy, they've been busy this offseason. They have done a lot of work. They went heavy in the draft. They got Dylan Parham, the guard from Memphis, in their third round. They got Zeus White, right, from Georgia, the defending champs, to boost up their running backs. They got Neil Farrell, the defensive tackle, Matthew Butler, Thayer Munford Jr., and also Britton Brown, to help beef up that running back core once again. So they did pretty solid in the draft. But they made their money's worth in free agency by signing a lot of players, getting contract extensions to guys already on the team, such as Max Crosby, Derek Carr. There's a few guys who got these extensions. But let's just talk about the big names that they signed. Mostly two I'm looking at. Of course, they got Chandler Jones from Arizona with the Cardinals, who is going to be a force to be reckoned with on the defensive line this upcoming year, I believe. As long as he's still got something left in his tank, he is looking solid. And that is really going to help this team in terms of getting some pressure on the quarterback. And then we're going to flip it back over to offense, because they got the best, if not then definitely a top five, top three wide receiver in football from the Green Bay Packers. They got, of course, Davante Adams, Derek Carr's old running mate back in college, right? And they are going to link up once again this upcoming season and see if they can recreate some of that magic they had back in their school days and see how they can do as pros in the NFL now, veterans, right? They've been in the league for a few years. So that's super interesting. I mean, this is going to be a stacked, an absolutely insane AFC West division this year. Every team has gotten better. I mean, the Broncos, right? You got Russell Wilson, who's coming over his first year with the Broncos, seeing how they can do. The Chargers, who are locked and loaded, that young, up-and-coming, feisty team who's fighting for some recognition. I mean, of course, the Raiders, who have done some tremendous work, right, with this offseason. And then, of course, you got the Chiefs, who have been a force to be reckoned with for the last handful of years now, with Patrick Mahomes, with, you know, no longer Tyreek Hill. He's gone. So we'll see how they can do this year with some of their key players leaving for other teams, and, of course, how they can restructure and how they're going to do. But this is going to be an insane season for this AFC West and for the Raiders. I'm going to look at their schedule for a breakdown team a little bit more. So they got the Chargers week one. They got the Cardinals, the Titans, the Broncos in week four, the Chiefs in week five. They get a bye week in week six. They go up against the Texans, the Saints, the Jaguars, the Colts, the Broncos once again, the Seahawks, the Chargers one more time in week 13, the champs, the Rams in week 14. Week 15, they go up to Bill Belichick's country and play him in New England. Then they got the Pittsburgh Steelers week 16, the Niners in week 17, and to end the year, they'll go up against, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. So, going to be a nice battle with all these teams in this division. I'm interested to see how they're going to do. They got Hunter Renfrow back on a contract as well. They just signed him about a week or two ago at the time of this recording. He's been a very consistent receiver for them for quite some time. So, glad to see that he got re-signed. He earned his money. And as for the running back core, I think they've done a really good job. I mentioned they signed Zeus White. Zamir White in the draft. And of course they have, they have Josh Jacobs there still as a solid piece. So, I mean, those are going to be along with other guys, right? Like Kenyon Drake and a few other guys they've signed. They are going to be pretty, I think, more run heavy than people expect, because I forgot to mention, and for this reason, they got a new head coach as well. They got rid of Rich. He went over to the Packers to be a special teams coach, where he's going to do phenomenal, I'm sure. But they brought over a man who is a former head coach, was actually with the Broncos a couple of seasons ago. Didn't have the best of times there, we'll say, but they're hoping to run it back, get some more magic with Josh McDaniels. And also he's bringing on his guys, right? Usually when you get a new head coach, he brings on his coordinators. You're getting Mick Lombardi and Patrick Graham coming on for offense and defense for their coordinated jobs. So it's a brand new regime. It's a new day for Raider country out there in Vegas now. And I expect this team to be solid. I mean, if you look around anywhere on any social media platforms, you'll see that everyone believes that this entire AFC West division is they could all potentially make the playoffs, right? I mean, you could have obviously one win the division, the rest sneak in as wild cards. They all could have winning records. I mean, this is the most hyped up division in football at this moment, bar none, just with all of the transactions, trades, contracts that they've given out. It's going to be exciting to watch each and every single week and just how they fly up and down the standings on a weekly basis. And I'm excited to get into it, man. It's going to be tremendous, but I believe the Raiders are going to have a very good season with Coach McDaniels and company, with all of the big names they've re-signed that they've signed. And I think that the Raiders have a very good chance this year with the Chiefs kind of going a little bit down. I'm not saying they fell off the face of the earth by any means, but in terms of all the teams in that division, they took a slight step down, losing Tyreek Hill and whatnot and a few other receivers. I think that the Raiders could be right at the top in that AFC West division, potentially getting that title and winning that, moving on to the playoffs, and maybe making a deep playoff run. Who knows? It's just going to be interesting to see. But of course, they need a little bit of help with their offensive line. They're hoping that Parham and Leatherwood from last year, they can really get going and they can, you know, help out Carr, who they've signed for a few more years, right? Their franchise quarterback, not get him hurt and not get him sacked 15 times a lot, you know, per game, it felt like at times. But and also the defense, mostly the secondary at this point, because, I mean, they've done good on defensive line. They've got a good linebacking core, but their cornerbacks, their safeties, left a little bit to be desired in recent years. They got Rocky Sin, right, from Indianapolis, so I think he's going to be a tremendous pickup. And as long as I think McDaniels it can work his magic, like we know he's a very good coach, he's going to be run the ball a little bit more. He's going to be helping Carr, throw it out to Renfrow, to Darren Waller, who's an emerging superstar, to Davante Adams. It's going to be high fly. It's going to be electric. The offense is going to be explosive, I believe. And I think the defense will follow suit. They're going to be a lot better than they were last season and the year prior. So I'm expecting the Raiders to have a very good 2022 season. I can't wait to see how far this team can go. And I'm expecting big things from the Silver and Black in 2022.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Ooh, I know we are as well. And there's nothing like going to Las Vegas to see a football game. Ooh. So it's definitely something that we've loved, you know, seeing the Las Vegas Raiders really take hold. I mean, it seems like it was a long, long time coming, I feel like. And So we're really excited to have just a team in Las Vegas in general, because what a great place to see things continue to evolve in the world. And, you know, like you were saying, this team has been through quite a bit. They have a little chip on their shoulder from getting so close last year. So we would love to see exactly how far they can take it. And all of our watchers and listeners, we also want to know what you think. So please drop in the comments and let us know, how do you think the Las Vegas Raiders are going to do this season? And if you're watching our podcast, thank you. But if you're not watching our podcast, please join us on our podcast, 100 Yards of Football. We broadcast live every single week. We have a new podcast practically every day. We have over 900 episodes. And you can listen anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts, including on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, Overcast, Amazon, Overlook, Overcast. Yeah. and Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and even the Believe Podcast Network, which is our amazing sponsor that we are so grateful for helping us get our word out there every single week. So thank you to the Believe Podcast Network, and thank you so much to all of our listeners and watchers for joining us for our Las Vegas Raiders preview show with our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.